This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
This is so complex, but bottom line, everything Trump's doing is 180 degrees from what he tweeted and what he spoke about and what he said in the campaign. He knows the players. He knows what's happening in Syria. He knows it's a globalist war to get rid of the border states with Europe. Part of a grand stratagem is a Bigner Brzezinski grand chessboard operation. He knows that. So why did he do this? To get them off his back? So they quit saying he's a Russian agent? This will only encourage him. Haley's beating the drums for wider war. Now Trump's signaling more airstrikes may come. And what's scary is Trump did so much of what he said he would do in the first year and a half. That's what's even more freaky about this. Let's go to your phone calls. Elaine, Lucas, Dan, we're going to you right now. Elaine in Maine, you've got a question. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Welcome.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I'm a long-time listener, very long time. And I've got a question for you. Just wondering, is it possible that Trump has dementia? Is it possible he might have beginning... He's been through so much stress in the last year and a half, 2 years, well, more than that, running for office. I'm just wondering.
Well, I know this. He drinks a lot of Diet Coke, and that stuff eats your brain.
Yeah, and the emotions he's, the flipping, first he's going to pull out of Syria, and he's not going to, he's going to pull out the troops. He's not going to get involved. He's going to disengage. And then the next thing you know, he's lopping missiles over there. In a short period of time, a matter of a couple of weeks.
Sure. Well, you heard what I was saying earlier, though, right?
Yeah.
He has a strategy in the art of the deal, and I've seen him do it, to make it look like he's a mad dog to scare people. But you don't want to do that when there's nuclear weapons. There's no need to do all of this.
Hell no. Because even Putin has said, when there was conflict, when we imposed some sanctions on him, last year or something, he said, basically said that you're dealing with a nuclear Russia. And he made, I've read articles that he's thrown that out more than once.
Well, that's because the globalists are so arrogant. And look, there are a lot of smart women. They just made the first black brigadier general woman. I'm sure she's great. There are women I know smarter than I am. But Nikki Haley bumbles around like she's a moron. You sound 10 times smarter than her. And she just says these stupid things. And it's just weird to see all this going on. And either way you slice it, what do you think, Elaine? Because... either, he's saying one day my smart missiles are coming, and then the next day I never said I would do that, and the Secretary of Defense says we're not going to attack, we don't have evidence, and the same day we attack. That doesn't sound like uncertainty. That sounds like crazy town.
I know. That's why I'm wondering if – that's exactly why I'm wondering if he's got early stages dementia or something. I would hate to think that, because I think already we have one in D.C. in a talk.
Well, let's say this. Trump is very compulsive. And if he thinks something he heard meshes with whatever he thought, I used to think it was a talking point against him, but it is partially true that it's kind of like the last person he talks to. And so then they use that to go, keep InfoWars away from him. What? Because I'll say don't give us World War III? I mean, it's just, look, I've had long conversations with Trump. He's, 10-minute long ones. He's pretty smart. In fact, he's super smooth. Finishing my sentences for me. But he does work too hard. He only sleeps like 4 hours. He is 71. And I know late at night, people go, man, you're a maniac at night. What's going on? I just get exhausted. I get tired. I get angry. I'm at 8:30 at night, already ate dinner, wanting to go to bed soon. And I hear there's a big war starting. I come in there all pissed off. And, the normal restraints of the day are gone. So, Trump makes a lot of decisions in the middle of the night. And I really don't think that's the best decision. But hey, whatever. Hey, but everybody says he's crazy. He's got North Korea to the table. So maybe he knows what he's doing. Thank you, Elaine. Great questions. We'll be back with Dan, Lucas, David, Cameron, Scott, Carlos, Vincent, David, Pastor Sam, and others.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So you have the supposed Russian agent and his daughter, Skripal, hit with a nerve agent. Now the Swiss government saying they tested a sample they got and that it was a different nerve agent, not a Russian one. Surprise, surprise, as Gomer Powell would say to the sergeant. And we've got Assad and the Russians saying for months they're going to launch a chemical weapons attack against our government. They're going to blame it on us. That's the red line. And now Trump has said, any more chemical attacks, we're going to obliterate Assad. Nikki Haley says, we're locked and loaded. More sanctions on Russia. We are off to the races. And the former head of British Special Forces, Brigadier General, has gone public saying they have no motive. The rebels have the history. Why did Theresa May do this? Former British ambassadors. Throughout the week, we've got Colonel Schaefer and so many other people I trust on. I saw on Twitter, Ted Kennedy, who's a good guy, disagreeing with me about this. And I know he did say before that most of the forces over there in Syria were al-Qaeda and ISIS, so we couldn't support it. But I guess now he's supporting Trump. I invite him in the studio, one of the hosts of Hunting Hitler. He can give us his view. We're going to take your calls right now. It's just, you read Trump's tweets, what he said before all of this, he's flip-flopping. Is he compromised? That's the question. Dan in Indiana, and then Lucas. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Bible. Alex, I empathize with you over Trump. This is Bible Dan with the Bible in his hand, and I want to say it's not the end yet, but I know we talked about this before, about the end times and the tribulation period. And what Jesus was trying to say in Matthew 24:23, these are not the signs to be looking for him to return. I know you and Daria had specified that when the sun and moon go dark, that is the time of the tribulation. But no, even the Son of Man told his disciples he could. Nobody knows when the Son of Man is going to return, but the Father.
Well, listen, God bless you, Dan. I appreciate your call. I actually didn't say that. I said no man knows. He comes like a thief in the night. So I just said that last week five times. So I actually agree with you, Dan. But this is kind of biblical end times type flavor stuff, though. And the Bible says it all starts there in Syria and Israel, and it's pretty crazy. All I know is we're on the wrong side fighting for ISIS and al-Qaeda. And claiming that Assad has hit his people with chemicals when he's winning. He doesn't have the motive. The rebels have been caught doing it before. Why is Trump doing this? Thank you, Dan. Lucas in Washington. Lucas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's such an honor to talk to you, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've been an InfoWarrior since 2007. And I signed up right after 9/11. I'm a patriot. I went to Iraq. And when I was laid off, Trump was a savior. I gave him $1,000. I actually lost two friends. One to suicide, one to an IED, both Iraq war veterans. And we know better than this, and that's why we supported Ron Paul. But I supported Trump. But the thing is, when everybody says that, we need to support him, we need to support him. But the part is, He's lying about the chemical weapons. You cannot have a policy if you cannot tell American people the truth. And the thing is when Trump reversed course before, when he was getting a little sideways, it was when his supporters united and said, no, we won't take this. And so we cannot enable him. We need
exactly. We have to keep his feet to the fire because there's different factions exactly. putting Trump under pressure. And the people telling you, oh, let him make all the decisions. We know that it wasn't sarin gas because that would kill anybody in the room treating the people. We know it's chlorine gas. You can see all the videos. Exactly. None of this adds up.
No, not at all. And as a matter of fact, we've been in Syria since 2006. Our CIA is trying to get an uprising. It didn't work. And the thing is I'm not glorifying Russia, but they're a sovereign nation and they're a rational actor. We've been trying to cut them off.
They've been under the globalism. They've been under Hollywood, New World Order, leftist control. That's what the communists are. They got out from under it, exactly. That's why Hollywood wants us to have war with them, just like they want to get rid of Trump and the Midwest and Americans, period. But listen, here's the big issue. It's clearly wider war with Syria. Trump has signaled to the rebels, launch more chemical attacks. I'll take Assad out. And that's what the British ambassador said last year and this year. So they've now signaled regime change. The Russians say they won't put up with that. The Syrians are going to fight back, even though the Russians aren't involved. Most analysts say it'll be 10 times worse than Iraq. And now new sanctions on Monday against Russia? This is crazy.
Insane. The last thing I'll say, Alex, is that my prediction, and I hope it's not true, if he doesn't get some sense into him, China and Russia are going to go together. They're going to move against the petrodollar. Then we're going to have a inflationary recession. And guess what? Our empire is over anyways. And we have to, just like the British Empire after World War II.
And Lucas, you just hit it on the head. Real politic analysts say we should not be driving Russia and China together, but apart. We should be allied with Russia right now. That is the combination with the UK, with South Korea, with Australia, with Japan, against the communist Chinese, against Hollywood, against the radical Muslims. That is the political combination for victory. But the globalists are undermining us with these quislings in our own government. And you know the Chi-Coms are heavily involved. And I can't believe we've been so rooked. I can't believe we've been so outthought on this. And Trump's got to know he's being suckered.
I agree 100%. They got him. And God bless you, Alex. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm with you.
Well, God bless you. Listen, they don't have him on the Second Amendment or borders or sovereignty and any of that. And I gave him a pass last year with one strike on Syria. This one with the rhetoric that they did it and all the rest of it. And then now they want a new war. I knew, and we have sources, they say the war drums are going, man. They got the death, doomsday, night watch planes in the air. I mean, this is a whole nother flavor. And a lot of our listeners are like, oh, Jones, Zach's full of crap. He said the war drums are beating. This is a surgical strike. It's all over. And then now, boom, 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 boom. Bigger war, bigger war, bigger war. It's on. You're a Russian agent if you don't hate the Russians. On and on and on. Let's go to Sam in Oklahoma and then Jason in Canada. Sam in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Jared Kushner, and the day surprised you as the thief. Right now, Trump is the victim of one of the old pages in the sandbox playbook going back to the 1980s when we were shooting then Stinger missiles over the heads of the Russians. And at that time, your neighbor Milton Bearden et al. Told President Reagan, you have got to choose between dealing with the sandbox and Islam and dealing with Central America. And by doing that, they suckered him into authorizing a lot of plausibly deniable black operations all through Central America, which eventually became the Iran-Contra scandal. And right
so you're
now,
saying you agree with me. They're saying, sir, the real thing is in the Pacific, the Chinese. Just let us do this. Let us run this operation, sir. And then this will show North Korea how strong you are and China. Just let us do this.
You're right, Alex. That is what they're saying, but it is a ruse. And they pulled Reagan into it, and scandal and chaos in Central America resulted.
That's right. They are. Well, you hit the key. They are pulling Trump into this, so he'll now be, by extension, connected to all the false flags in Syria, the Obama-Hillary program. He will be signed on to their program instead of that being the ultimate thing to bring them down and the most moral thing our military's done in 100 years, opposing Hillary and Obama and not going along with it. Exactly. It's such a reversal of something so good our country did when we said no to Hillary and Obama. We will not be Al-Qaeda and ISIS's Air Force.
What's awesome is what's happening in Lima, Peru. Right, everybody ran home from that conference, Jared's down there. Ivanka's down there. Jared Kushner, I understand he's got some Democratic leanings, but I really feel like he's been the victim of a lot of Jew bashing. And the fact is, he has been a substitute State Department because the president trusts him. He has enormous rapport with Luis Videgaray, the Secretary of State of Mexico. And now he and Ivanka are down in Peru really trying to...
I was about to say, though, this whole thing in the sandbox got everybody distracted off of the summit that Trump was supposed to go to in South America.
Exactly. And Venezuela is hanging on. They're hanging on waiting for the cavalry. And the cavalry is the BRIC and their replacement for the petrodollar.
I was about to say, we should be moving in there helping them instead of letting the Chi-Coms come in. Really sophisticated caller, Pastor Sam. Come on, come on up. We're going to come right back with Jason, Mark, Vincent, and others straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. We've got a bunch of big specials at Infowarsstore.com that are about to end, like 25% off Survival Shield X2, the ultimate clean iodine. Find out about the iodine conspiracy at Infowarsstore.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Show. Last week we talked about the fact that they raided Michael Cohen, the president's lawyer, nothing to do with Russiagate, but at Mueller's behest. And we said, oh, the FBI claims they won't dig into all those files and they claim they won't leak it. We had sources, obviously, on air last week that said, oh, it's going to happen. So now we learned that, connected to the RNC, Cohen reportedly might have made a $1.6 million payment for a major Republican donor to a woman that he got pregnant to have an abortion. What does that have to do with Russiagate? And I certainly don't like it. But it shows how Cohen, if true, on his own, was operating basically his own little Republican Party deal for people. But what does this have to do? What does this have to do with Russiagate? And it just goes on and on and on that they've got this giant dragnet out, not on Hillary and her crimes, not on Mueller and the tarmac with the uranium, not Loretta Lynch and the tarmac with Bill Clinton, not all the secret emails and the corruption of the foundation and kids and Epstein and the Lolita Express pedophile airplane, not the spirit cooking, not John Podesta, not the communist Chinese, not the missile secrets, none of it. All Trump trying to come in and just bring power back to America and not have a globalist program designed to deindustrialize us so we could be domesticated. And I've got all the clips on InfoWars.com, all the insanity, all the craziness. So I asked, have they broken Trump? Well, I'll tell you, I've studied history. Rolling over the deep state only makes them attack more because Trump could become their slave and they wouldn't leave him alone because he was a populist. He was a nationalist. They will destroy his name. They will destroy him. They will destroy any populist because that's a discredited. It's never going to work. But they think we're a bunch of cowards that if they smash a leader, it makes us all crawl under rocks. It's not going to happen. So my disgust with what Trump's done is not even hatred. It's sadness. So the Democrats are like, oh, come join us now. Oh, we're glad, Alex. We'll leave you alone. Oh, I didn't do this because you're harassing me. I did this because I follow the truth, and that's it. The whole truth but the truth, so help me God. Jason in Canada, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I wouldn't be bothered too much. So I heard your reaction Friday night. I think considering the presence you've had in the recent past, that it was justified to be in somewhat of a panic. I would say.
Well, yeah, because my gut tells me they're not going to stop. It's regime change, and now it's fighting Russians, and the Russians have drawn their line in the sand, and you can just smell Armageddon in the air, can't you?
Well, it stinks the way they just jump to conclusions, and it's just so obvious, and it's kind of hard to believe that Trump is just falling for it unless he's been compromised. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get really mad because I hate Trump. I get mad because I'm betrayed, and I have made a lot. I'm not bragging. I've made a lot of sacrifices not turning on Trump. I mean, listen, almost everybody else has because they ban you on YouTube, Twitter, everywhere. They come after your family. I haven't because I know they're bad people. And so it's just sad to see the first signs that I didn't break, but it looks like Trump's starting to break. We'll see if he does, but we're not going to break. We're going to fight even harder. Go ahead.
Well, I think he's shooting himself in the foot. If he's got his wits about him, that he's not doing himself any favors by doing a 180 like that. So I don't know. Something else is going on, I think. But
well, a lot of my sources said, they can't give me classified info, but they said, imagine people dressed up in Syrian uniforms, even driving a Syrian-style vehicle, and showing them firing a mortar out of the back of a truck. And see, they may have just shown Trump something that he couldn't say no to.
Well, he's got to be smarter than that. He's got to do it. He's got to get good counsel. It's like Roger Stone said, he's got the good information, he makes good decisions. So they got him hedged off like a mushroom in the dark, giving him...
Well, sure, and again, less than a week after he says we're going to pull out, this happens. Like you said, everybody says it's so obvious, except the Democrats are howling for war, but then schizophrenically going, oh, look, you're a warmonger, Alex. Your guy's a warmonger, but we want war. And I'm like, you're holding both thoughts in your head at the same time, a la 1984, and they just laugh at me. It's like their brains are scrambled.
Yeah, and before I go, Alex, I just want to say I just bought some of your products again. I got the Real Red Pill. First time I took it, after the first couple of days, I had some really deep drowsiness kick in, and I had some incredible sleeps for a couple nights in a row. And after about 6 days, the leg pain I had when I woke up, like I wake up with really stiff legs, and it was pretty much 85% gone. And, you know, like I work myself pretty hard, so it's come back. I bought some more. And, you know, like just for all your listeners out there, you invest in the products and, you know, I'm able to earn more money. Like I can work harder.
Well, what happens is when your body releases a ton of natural hormones, you get tired when you're growing and fixing and healing things. And preglinone is the precursor of all hormones. It's legal, lawful. And ours is very concentrated, very organic, with a bunch of amino acids and vitamins and minerals that help you upload it, metabolize it. The Real Red Pill, on average, takes about 7 days to kick in, and you're right. On an empty stomach, it can give you a little bit of stomach ache and make you tired when you first take it. But it absolutely, with me, boosted my libido, energy, everything. So the Real Red Pill is an incredible product, and it's got very concentrated preglinone in it, and then all the other key things that go with it, and it will knock your socks off. But like you said, it's not a joke, it's not a game. After about 25, most people stop producing as much preglinone, it just goes down, so your body can't produce hormones even if you have the glands. And so preglinone is a real missing link in all this. But if people have other issues and stuff, it might call, you know, people should consult a physician before they use it. Thank you, Jason. Now, coming up, the guys want to air this. The crew wants to air this, and I think it's important. It was me on Wednesday morning before I left D.C. in front of the White House, and I talked about how this could trigger World War III. Now, it ended up happening, but the Russians didn't fight back. The Syrians didn't fight back. They did shoot down some of the missiles. But all of the information that goes into it ties into what we're facing, and then we've got Nigel Farage, an amazing breakdown coming up. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. David Nice before me, 3 hours before, Infowars.com/show. But they're gearing up for more attacks, folks. It's here. It's crazy. Cameron in Pennsylvania. Cameron, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Can you hear me?
I absolutely can. Welcome to the airwaves. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, well, long-time listener, I just wanted to briefly address the Syrian attack. I know it's been covered, but I think it's important to note that probably about 40% of like the main Trump base is still backing him. Like a lot of the polls I've seen are basically backing with his decision to for the attacks.
Yes,
and I think that it's important to note that they don't really know what to do, and they don't understand how Obama...
No, I get it. They know the Democrats are bad. They know Trump's... And so they think, let's just support Trump. They don't understand Trump's supporting Obama and Hillary's program. I'm out of time. Sorry. Coming up, Key Intel. By the way, Art Bell died. God bless him. Incredible radio talent. I was never on his show, but I was blessed to be on, obviously, with George Norrie, who took over for him. But Godspeed, Art Bell. Never on your broadcast. That's one of my bucket lists I never got. But Godspeed, Art Bell. See you on the other side. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're here outside the White House, and the president has canceled his South American trip, and they're saying they have military options on the table to strike 24 targets inside Syria, including some targets where the Russian military is based. The Russians announced 3 weeks ago they're going to pull out. Trump announced 2 weeks ago that we were going to pull out, and it was a successful defeat of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. But a lot of different parties, especially the EU and the globalists and the former Obama-era people in the White House and some of the neocons, they want to keep the U.S. there. They want a wider war. McMaster wanted that as well. The Russians have warned this could trigger, in fact, may trigger, will trigger, a huge new world war. Because if the U.S. bombs Russian forces for the second time, we've already had Russian forces killed last year, they're saying they're going to respond militarily to the ships and the aircraft that fire the cruise missiles and drop the bombs. So you've got British attack ships, missile cruisers, destroyers, and U.S. destroyers in the area with cruise missiles and aircraft saying, that they're going to strike within the next 48 hours. That was 24 hours ago. They've said they're looking at striking in the next 48 hours. Trump says all options are on the table from a chemical attack. But there's no evidence that the Russians or Assad launched. And we've caught the rebels three times doing it. That's come out. Even the UN has admitted that. So it's incredible that the U.S. and Russia are pulling out. It's a big victory against al-Qaeda. And that doesn't seem to matter because right on time, this new attack takes place. So this is very, very critical time to be alive. It's a very, very dangerous time to be alive, obviously. For all these nice folks here, they're visiting the White House today and seeing the cherry blossoms that are coming into bloom. As a father of four children, it really upsets me because I've really been happy with what Trump's done with the economy, with the border, with national security, with standing up to political correctness, standing up to Hollywood, getting us out of the TPP, returning sovereignty back to our own country. But to now have Trump basically manipulated by Mueller and the whole fake Russia investigation to all these new sanctions and moving troops up to the Russian border in Eastern Europe and all this talk of war and all these sanctions, and when Russia has not done anything to us. It's Hillary in bed with the Russians and the communist Chinese. It's Mueller that's on the Russian boards and delivered the uranium on the tarmac to Russia a decade ago. It's incredible now that they're on to Stormy Daniels. That has nothing to do with Russia because that's all they've got trying to push Trump into firing Mueller because he has nothing. So they want to make it look like Trump is scared of him and hiding something because Mueller came up empty and has now moved on to basically a high-priced hooker 11 years ago. And we didn't elect Trump to be a saint. We elected him to get the job done as a CEO and turn the country around and make America great again. So let me be clear. Our military is on maximum alert right now. They're moving forces into the area. Trump said we're pulling out, saying no to the deep state. And then there's a chemical attack in a rebel-held area when the rebels, repeat, have been caught not once, not twice, but three times staging these. Everybody can put two and two together. So everybody needs to call Congress and the neocons, call the left, call them all that have been calling for war and say, are you people insane? This is not Iraq. This is not Libya. This is not some, you know, tin-horn dictator. This is Russia, who's got a bunch of nuclear weapons and who's not done anything to us and who's helped us take on radical Islam. So that's the reality of what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm here letting the president know that we stand with him and are against the strike. He's already bombed that Russian base with no evidence of the chemical weapons attack coming from there. And the Russians stood down that time. They stood down again when a bunch of Russian contractors got blown up a few months ago. And so this tension is very, very high. And the rhetoric out of Russia is we're prepared to counterstrike. If you strike us, we're going to strike you back. The Kremlin has said that. Putin has said that. If you strike our forces that are trying to pull out, why in the hell would you not want the Russians to pull out of Syria? That's everything the media claims they want, is get out of Syria. So the Russians are trying to pull out, and the leftists and the neocons and the globalists don't want that to happen. The EU also funded the collapse of the Middle East in the Arab Spring to destabilize the border regions of Syria, Turkey, so that 10 million, quote, refugees, most of military-age men, could come in to the country, into Europe, into the EU. And so this is all part of a larger global destabilization program. And I'll assure you, if you see all these young people here, they're not being told about this in school. They don't even probably know how close we are right now. How's it going, guys? Look at these guys right here. They don't know how close we are to war. They don't understand how much danger we're all in and the things that are going on. But the president does. So the president has canceled his trips. He's in there right now with his advisors, and they're telling him, you got to look strong. You got to strike these 24 targets. You got to kill these Russians because we can't let them get out of the country, sir. We got to expand this war and endanger the whole planet. Because after all, Obama and Hillary founded the Arab Spring and ISIS and sent al-Qaeda in with the Benghazi weapons, and our whole global strategy is failing and America's coming back. So we've got to trick you as fast as possible into a new giant war. After all, sir, Mueller's on your heels, all this made-up stuff. If you look tough and bomb the Russians, well, that'll really show them. Because no amount of sanctions, no amount of troops on the Russian border, no amount of that will ever prove anything to Mueller unless you have a nuclear war. If you have a big nuclear war, then Mueller, the real president of America, even though he's unelected, he will then be your buddy and love you. And he can go back to meeting the Russians on tarmacs and giving them uranium. So that's the insanity going on. And it's the deep state. It's the swamp. It's the bureaucracy manipulating the president, just like they did John F. Kennedy into the Bay of Pigs, the Cuban Missile Crisis, you name it. This is as bad as the Cuban Missile Crisis, but the Russians aren't in our hemisphere. They're not in Cuba. That had to be done. They are here on our doorstep. That is the globalist manipulating our president against Russia, and we are on their doorstep. We are on the Russian doorstep being manipulated by the globalists. So I've come to the president, and I'm asking all our viewers and all our listeners, everybody that's going to be watching and listening on the radio today, to call Congress, to call Talk Radio, to call C-SPAN, to get a big buzz going, and to call the White House, switchboard, and to call Trump Towers around the country. Isn't that, those messages get to the president as well, and say, listen, we don't want nuclear war with Russia. We want peace with Russia. Russia's Christian now. They're being free market. Compared to the communist Chinese, they're not involved in our business. It's the communist Chinese that have a whole task force threatening us in the South China Sea right now, and we're taking over islands and just engaged in very belligerent blockade behavior. The Russians aren't doing any of that, and they worked with our military the last 5 years to try to take out ISIS, and now they're trying to pull out. The globalists don't want that vacuum there where there's a sovereign country, so they want to destabilize it. It's very, very dangerous. We've got to stop a potential nuclear war. We've got to stop a potential larger regional war, because if you strike the Russian forces, they're going to counterstrike. Then there'll be counterstrikes on those forces. If those forces start losing, then it goes to larger weapons, and we're off the races. The Russians do have those high-powered Mach 5, Mach 6 missiles, the anti-ship missiles and submarines in the Mediterranean that will end up sinking our ships. And you end up getting sinking ships, boom, it's World War IV. World War III was the Cold War. This is World War IV, information warfare, the globalist versus nation states. It's the EU allied with radical Islam, with communist China and Hollywood and the globalists and the Vatican against America, against any sovereign nation, against Christians, against the Russians, against the Japanese and the South Koreans. That's the real alliance against the globalists that's dug into our government. So here they are in the White House right now, counting down to potential World War IV, a new world war. And these people out here, I guarantee you, just watch Comedy Central and you'll think this is all a big joke. This is all extremely serious, ladies and gentlemen. So now inside, let's zoom in on one of those windows. Now inside there right now, the president is sitting around his council table with the generals and others, and he's been bucking, expanding the war. He's been pushing to get us out of there the whole time, something our Pentagon recommended years ago, but Obama wanted to keep going on. And so now they're trying to use this crisis to push him in right as peace was breaking out and right as the economy was coming back and right as all this was happening. This is now unfolding. So we also should be praying to God for peace and for clear-headed thinking and for support for the president, because this is a globalist attack on him. And even if he ends up attacking Russia, they're still going to say he's a Russian agent. He could nuke Russia and kill every person in the country with 1,000 hydrogen bombs. And I swear to God, they'll still say he's a Russian agent, because they're the outsiders. They're the globalists that have hijacked the country. They're the ones that have surrounded us. They're the ones that are the swamp. And so they're the outside enemy. They've got to continue to say that we're the enemy, the patriots, restoring the country, restoring the military, restoring our energy systems, restoring it all. All right, folks, that's my last live transmission from D.C. More coming today. Owen Schroyer and others will be hosting in studio, but there'll be more reports as this unfolds. Can't let peace break out. The swamp is striking back, but the people are striking back. So, folks, spread the word now. Get this video out to everyone you know. We need a chain reaction to try to counter the globalists and this clear false flag chemical attack. The last three were confirmed false flags. This fourth one has the MO, the history, everything. So it's critical to get this false flag exposed and to stop the globalists from trying to trigger a larger war that could lead to World War IV. I'm Alex Jones, reporting from in front of the White House here in Washington, D.C. for InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Now the rest is up to you. Freedom and survival on this planet is not...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
They hate Christianity. They can't, I mean, you know, they deny absolutely our Judeo-Christian culture, which, if you think about it, actually are the roots completely of our nations and our civilization. They deny that. They also, don't forget, Alex, they want to abolish the nation state. They want to get rid of it. They want to replace it with the globalist project, and the European Union is the prototype for the new world order.
And Nigel Farage joins us for the next 10 minutes. You can follow him at Twitter, Nigel_Farage. I'm not going to go over his whole background because that would take the 10 minutes we have, but he's helped lead the populist movement. What is the latest from the UK?
Well, remember, in 2013... it was, in fact, British public opinion that shifted our politicians, that stopped us getting involved in Syria. And don't forget, the object of the government at the time was to arm the rebels. Alex, if we'd done that, we'd have armed ISIS. It would have been mad. And actually, it was British public opinion affecting our politicians that stopped Obama and America from getting involved in this. So I'm a great believer, actually, with all these things. Trust Middle England. Trust Middle America. They tend to get it right more than London or Washington, D.C. Now, Mrs. May does appear keen to get involved militarily. All I can tell her is be careful, because public opinion now against intervention is probably even stronger than it was 4 years ago. Let's put it like this. If it wasn't Assad that did it, you know, you can make arguments about the deep state doing it. But equally, don't forget that ISIS themselves, a couple of years ago, were on record for using chemical weapons no fewer than 52 times. ISIS could quite easily have done this hoping the world would blame Assad and the Russians, particularly in the wake of the arguments that are still going on about the poisonings that took place in Salisbury, England. So the answer is, we don't know.
You're a leading expert on this. Why is the left allied with radical Islam? Why are they trying to fly?
Because they hate Christianity. They can't, I mean, you know, they deny absolutely our Judeo-Christian culture, which, if you think about it, actually are the roots completely of our nations and our civilization. They deny that. They also, don't forget, Alex, they want to abolish the nation state. They want to get rid of it. They want to replace it with the globalist project, and the European Union is the prototype for the new world order. Do you know, if Hillary had won that election last year, she was going to sign America up to get really close to this kind of thing. So, you know, we may sit here right now, Alex, and be a bit critical of Trump, but on many other things, he's got things right. And when you send a message, when Angela Merkel sends a message, as many of you as want to come can come, what do you think they're going to do? In fact, the liberals have become the very fascists that they try and criticize with their rhetoric. And look, what's really happening here? You know, don't underestimate how massive the seismic shock of 2016 was. The victory of Brexit, the victory of Trump. You know, we're winning. Look at Hungary the other day. We are winning, but it doesn't feel like we're winning because the left and the state are fighting back with all their might. And you know something? If we can resist this politically correct charge, this attempt to stop us thinking and speaking freely, if we can resist that, then our victory actually will be complete. So don't get down, everybody. Don't get depressed. They're behaving like this because we're beating them.
And let's remember, you're the guy when Trump thought 3 months before he was going to lose that came and privately cheered him up and cheered up the troops. And you were a critical catalyst in this, just as you were in Brexit. You're amazing. Thank you for joining us. I know you're very busy. But that's as the EU has said. They'll try to start a wider war to keep the EU. Don't you think that's what part of this attempt to start World War III is about in Syria?
I think, you know, the globalists have wanted to have some form of conflict with Russia as an argument for us all to surrender our national sovereignty and give it up to a higher global level. They've wanted it for years, and now they see their opportunity, and we must protect.
Thank you so much, Nigel Farage.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
He goes to jail! He goes to jail! Walk away!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
It is a big idea, a new world order, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
So that the problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international
order. The beginning of a new international order.
The pieces are in flux. Soon they will settle again. Before they do, let us reorder this world around us.
I think its path will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't just a crisis.
It's about the future of Europe and a new world order.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
But today, with Asia already outproducing Europe, India and China are clearly becoming part of our new order.
We are now facing a common challenge.
And the challenge is how to build a world order for the first time in history on a global basis.
So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Good evening, everybody. President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today calling for a new world order to tackle our global economic crisis.
And the president outlined his vision of a new world order in which the U.S. would participate fully.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
So I see a world order in the future with a multipolar world order.
I think the new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
But in a globalized economy, we are going to have to take global responsibilities, and there is going to have to be some semblance of global governance.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale. Nor has any previous order had to combine the attributes of the historic balance of power system with global democratic opinion and the exploding technology of the contemporary period.
And I strongly believe India will be a central actor in the new world order.
There also exists an extraordinary opportunity to form for the first time in history a truly global society.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
New World Order is the headline in the Globe and Mail in Canada. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
Of course we are.
We are absolutely slaves to central banks.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.